Have a Yossimo. Monday night.
The person who has tefillah who davens, but he can't deal with the person who has finished the masechta in Shas. He can't deal with it. That's the reason why you only find one of the others that has a fight with the Sotan is only Yaakov Avinu, because only when it comes to Torah, that's when he hasn't got existence. That's the only thing that the Yitzhar can't deal with. Be'ez Hashem, we've got a very exciting topic, which is the Melacha of the Inyan of Muksa. It's a very Geshmaka Inyan, and it's an Issa de Rabbanon. And you find that already the Friedige Poskim already say that the Michshol in Muksa is very great. The Lord of the Mukhas Shabbos, when he speaks about Muksa, he says, Roiv Chiluli Shabbos. He likes to believe that most of Chilul Shabbos is from a lack of Yediyah in Hilchos Tiltul and Muksa. La Maisa, a lot of Ishamez, what's very interesting about Muksa is it's not limited to your kitchen. When it comes to Bishul or other things specifically, Losh and those sort of things, it's very limited to your worktop, your kitchen worktop, maybe a Shabbos table, Efsha. But it's not again in the bedroom, in the shul, it's not again to other places really. Very few malachas which are completely global, there's negir everywhere. Wherever you are, there's shaylas and muksa, and it's a very choshev malacha to get clear. And the Shlom, he writes, he says that aruchim me'eretz midah is obviously a very big inyan, and he says, I've seen gam hayireim es Hashem, people shavir shemayim, v'hayoidim, people that know a bit, lo somim me'neim al kol protei onyonim. Very hard to pay attention to all the small detail that we find in Hilchos Muksa. But Lamaisa, when we take into account, we get Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see the basics, and Be'ez Hashem has got quite a few chedushim coming along. It's Yadua also the story of the Gra, that he actually, literally, he saw someone handling with nutshells, and he literally fainted. It's Yadua, that story. When he saw that, he literally fainted, the Madriga of the one gone. It's just interesting to note that twice in Mishnah Berurah says that because of Muksa, we still can't override Muksa even to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Moshe, the case of Mishnah Berurah's case, is talking about where a shofar gets stuck under loads of stones. The place of wool falls on a shofar, says the Mishnah Berurah, and Tavkuf Peivav, that you can't be over the Issa Muksa to push away stones just to be Mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa, although it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You still can't do it. Maybe there's a way of doing a beheta. If you do a bishuni, that's already a different thing. But to move the stone straight out is also, even if it's to be mekana mitzvah deraisa, the ma'isa is issa derabon, looks is very chomo. Another thing is that you find when you get to arovas, that if someone's arovas was plucked out of the ground, let's say by a goy, on Yom Tov, right, then the halacha is that you can't be used, it's muksa. Literally, you can't move it and you can't be mekana mitzvah because you can't hold it, it's muksa. It's not a problem on there, it's a different thing, because mitzvah no hana you can get around, you can say the concept mitzvah la nahon is nimu. That's not the problem of hana. The problem seems to be in muksa. So there's a different, interesting type of muksa, that something that was plucked out of the ground on Shabbos, it becomes muksa. It's an interesting din of noyed. Okay, that's just the derech hakdama. Now let's get straight into it. There are two types of muksas that we need to know, and we need to be very clear. There's one type of muksa, listen to the terms, but they're not scary, they're just posh. Just sounds more complicated than it is. One is keli shmalakta le'issa, a keli which does yisurim, and another type which is called muksa machmas gufay. Now basically the chilek is between keli shmalakta le'issa is a keli which is reusable. Take like a pen. A pen is a keli. It's reusable. It gets used again and again. And it's a keli with which to do a malacha with. So a pen is used to do the malacha of kosev. If you write something on Shabbos, it's a kosev. You have, let's say, a pencil for the same thing. You have a rubber. If you have a rubber, you know a rubber to erase something which you wrote in pencil, that is a keli which you do a malacha of moichik with. You have nail clippers, right? So that's a keli shmalakta le'issa because it's a keli, it's reusable, hopefully it should be last for a long time, and it's a keli with which to do the malacha of goizes. It detaches things from yourself, which is a malacha of goizes. Scissors is also a keli with which you do an issa of koreya, right? You cut paper. If you have a car key, if you have a car, but that's something to move a car is in itself a keli. With that keli, you do malacha of havora. You create a fire, because when you accelerate, you're creating fire. So all these things are considered a Kiddush Makalis. You have a hammer, it's also a keli with which you do a boina with. All these halachas, you can't move. But there's a heter to move it, the tzorech gufoi, if you want to use actual chifetz in a way that's mutter, or mekoimai, or you want the place where it's lying. Now, these things create massive kulas. So the moshal, if you take the pen, if a person wants to use a pen for a malacha, which is mutter, obviously he doesn't want to write, but he wants to use it to hold the papers down, it's windy. He wants to use it, maybe not so hygienic to use it to clean out his ear, right? He wants to use the pen, but ifan hamutter. Let's say he hasn't got another pointer local, he's sitting down and there's a pencil right next to him, right, or a pen right next to him, and he wants to use it to point with. So he wants to learn aleph base. Me'ikadin on Shabbos Kodesh, after the chant, you're sitting down learning aleph base, you can take a pen. If you haven't got anything else, my Shabbos opinion is that if you've got something local, you usually can find something else. In a normal house, you find something normal, you chase it, another pointer, it's not so easy, not so hard. But if, let's say, you're in a situation where the only accessible thing that you have local is a pen, no problem. Pick up the pen and use the pen, because you're using Latzorech Gufoy in a way that it's mutter, so you can use the pen for Latzorech Gufoy. It's a very interesting halacha. And so all these things can be moved Latzorech Gufoy. If you have a pair of scissors, and you want to use the scissors to get something in, you can't. You've got nothing else to do it with, you can use scissors. Now, let's say you have an advertiser, right? You have an advertiser is a keli with which you do isurim with. What isurim do you do an advertiser with? You do the issa of reading, which leads to mekach hamemka. So it's a keli. If you have an advertiser, it's muksa. But you can use it letzorech gufoy if you need it to, let's say you want to take out a spider. Or let's say you're very, very hot and you want to go like this, you've got a safer, you can't do it to a safer. So you can do it, you can't do it to a bencher. So you want to take an advertiser and go like this, there's no problem. It's a keli with which you do it in Issa, but you can use it at Tzorech Gufoy. Very interesting.
What's called not available? What's
that? Yeah, no one's going to care to tell you exactly. The Maaseh of Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it has to be, it's not accessible, it's not easy. You're going to have to start schlepping to the loft, also not so posh, it should be, posh that should be okay. If you can, it has to be accessible. It has to be accessible, then it's not going to be a clear. It's a bit of a grey area exactly what's called accessible. Do you have to start borrowing from your next neighbour? But not the Pashas. Actually, it's not so easily accessible, you can already use it. Now, all these things are called sort of gufay. Yeah, and I want to show you a whopping chiddush. A massive chiddush, like Kiva Eger says. I don't recommend it, yeah, because it doesn't look Shabbistic, but Kiva Eger. Thank you. You got a memory from 3 years ago. It's almost, I think, nearly 3 years. We said it next door. We said in the small bit of Medrash, it's whopping chiddush. You see, Elamai shows you what chiddush is. You're sitting by a shabbat, brothers, and you're the chairman. You're one of the people that want to represent. You're speaking, and you want to give a present to the chosn. You want to give the present to the chosn kala. It says name, a very nice pen. And you prepare it before Shabbos. You want to give the chosn a pen on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Shudus, first meal. And you say we would like to present the chosn, choshev a chosn, we want to give the chosn a present, and you show the olim the present, and you get some of the olim fainting, like the gaon, yeah? But the gaon wouldn't have fainted. Because the halacha, it's mutter, Zohar Kiva Eger, to give a pen to a chosn. Because you're using the pen, let's say, gufoy, in a way that you're allowed to. You're not writing with it, just like you're allowed to take a pen and use it to clean out your ears, at least. Because you're using a Tzorech Gufoy, so too, Tzorech Kivega, you can use it as a way of showing appreciation, showing Hakkara to a Chosan, and giving that to a Chosan. Okay, I don't recommend doing it, but it just brings out the halacha that you see. A Kedesh Malachal Issa is Mutter the Tzorech Gufoy, that's the case of Gufoy, you can use it as a Tzorech Gufoy. I'll tell you another thing is that someone who, let's say you're in the middle of a deep conversation, obviously you're talking and learning, Shabbos afternoon, and your legs are getting tired, you stood up the whole davening, and your legs are getting tired, and you want to rest a bit, you want to lean, right? So what have you got local? You've got a tree there, so obviously you can't lean on a tree, so it's a mafurish shomar to lean on a tree, you can't lean on a tree on Shabbos. But there's a car right next to you. It's not so posh, so it's not, the lower arms are going to go on, it's not Mercedes, it's a normal chis, it's a Fiat. And you want to lean on the car just to, you know, it's the conversation getting long and deep. Can you lean on the car? You're moving it. But that is obviously, that's even better than this case, because you're doing it, it's not really intentional. But even if you move it intentionally, lemaisa, you're using it for tzorech, you're using it for yourself, for your own purpose, in a way that is mutter, you're allowed to lean on the car, even though the car is going to move. And let me tell you something even more. which Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the chief rabbi, Israeli chief rabbi, he spoke about just this last week. He said, he's talking about people which unfortunately they don't take into account the length of the journey that it takes to get from one place to another in the Eretz Yisrael. And they can sometimes leave very late into Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos already, so what do you do when it's already Shkia? So Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef demonstrates in this Motzei Shabbos Shei, very famous Motzei Shabbos Shei, hundreds of people are listening to it, and he says that obviously you park on the side, on the motorway, wherever it is, and you switch off everything, and you can stay in your car throughout Shabbos, and you can open the doors. If you make sure that the lights, if it's a sort of car, I don't know what the story is, but if it's maybe the Israeli car, if it's an Israeli Fiat, then maybe, right? So maybe then the door, if you open the door, then the lights don't go on. If the lights don't go on, right?
That's probably not proper lights.
Oh, so you have to know, maybe they can also be made, right? The Maitre, he said, what's the story? You're using the car, you're opening the door, you're opening and closing the door. It's like a but Emerson in the first of Shabbos, writes this already in Shemir Shabbos. He says, obviously you can use it because it's a keli with which you do malacha, you actually accelerate, but if you're doing it in a way that is mutan Shabbos, that's okay, there's no problem on muksa. Obviously, Shlomo Zalman says it's not the ideal thing to start opening the door, really. You can open the door, open and close the door the whole Shabbos if no lights go on. I think nowadays all the lights go on, so it's not so yoshmat to use. So obviously they say, totally this rachik minachashad, it doesn't look so nice, you start opening it. But Etzim, you can even move the car, really. If you've got no keys there, you can Etzim put the handbrake down and start moving the car if you want the place, the area, or see Etzim, so it can come. All these things theoretically can be done, but it makes sense. They say, Tobias Rachik Munachashad, but the brings out the Yisoy. A Kalish Matan is a hammer. You want to use a hammer to crack a nut. All these things is okay. I don't know, is it still Nagaya to crack nuts these days? Okay, whatever. If you want to use a hammer for something which is Mutza, at least you want to thump someone. A coconut. You want to crack a coconut, then Taka, you can do that. Okay. Or a needle, you have a needle, which is usually you do malacha of taper with, you can use it to take out a splinter. If you want to take out a splinter very, very finely, you want to spend a few minutes taking it out, you can use a tackle that, there's no problem using that. So we spoke about the advertiser, you can use the advertiser to take out a moth, to take out a snail, so you can use an advertiser, although an advertiser is really a kiddish machtelis, so it can be used as a taper for you. Now we need to get clear on, that's the Tzorich Gufay, what's called the Tzorich Mekoyvay. What happens if one of these items are lying in a place that you want the place, you don't want the item, you want the place where the item is lying on. So let's say you left the earphones. Earphones is a keli with which you do malacha with. You do malacha, right? Or let's say you got your mobile. You left your mobile phone on your bed. Or let's say you got a camera. All these items are a keli with which you do your sewing with. You leave, one of the things, do you leave on the bed? A hammer on the bed? I don't know if that's so relevant. Scissors on the bed, anything that you find on the bed, you're allowed to pick it up, right? Pick it up like this. You've got, let's say, a pen on your chair. Oh, we're going to see. Let's say you've got a pen on a chair, and you want to sit down on the chair, or someone else wants to sit down on the chair, you can pick up the pen and put it away. Now, you don't need to do a shinui or anything. The first question, I remember, pick up with your hand, even for someone else, as posh as Mutter, and I remember discussing this with Rabbi Fal many years ago, and I said, listen, why is it that you can just pick it up just like this, pick it up without a shinui? The chur, should you not have to do it with a shinui? Just like we said the halacha before, if you have something else, because you have something else to, what do we say, to poke with, yeah? We said you're allowed to use a pen to poke with. But if you have something else, then you should use something else. So too, if you've got another way of pushing off, surely you should be able to, you should be mechuyev to push it off with your elbow. The Rav said that's different, that's not called tiltal. To just knock off with your elbow, that's not called another option. When Chazal say you're allowed to pick it up with Tzorich Mekoyvay, you can pick up the pen, you got the pen on the table, you just pick it up and put it somewhere else.
No
ma'asayim. No ma'asayim b'chlal.
It's a
That was the tshuva of Ramosha. Ramosha said, in that tshuva, where Ramosha was caught, so to speak, in the car, we discussed the story, that after the Zman, before, 2 minutes before Shkia, he was found in the car, and he writes back to say there's no Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is only if it's Taka, people will think that it's Taka and Issa took place. But if it's only that people will think that it's Issa, I don't need to worry. Go and learn that office and you'll know that it's Mutter. Go and learn a thing or two, and then you'll work out that you're allowed to do this. Therefore, there's no issue with Maris Ayin, and therefore that would be okay.
If I have another chair,
that if you've got another chair, there's a bit of a to-do with the Khumra of the Mishnah Berurah. I don't want to get lost over here. With the Khumra, the passion does apply. You should try and use the other chair as opposed to moving it. But it's interesting, Shabbat Kodesh, you got on the chair, you've got a pair of scissors, you can just pick up the pair of scissors, put it away without any shinuim. You've got all these things are okay. You've got, let's say, and it extends a bit further. Let's say you've got your mobile phone ringing on Shabbos morning, because you decide you're going to be from this week, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're waking up 7 o'clock really early. But a maisa, your whole bedroom, your wife sleeping, and your bedroom, she wants to continue sleeping there, and you've got this alarm clock which is going to go on and on. So meikah, then you can pick up, there's no issue with picking up the mobile, which is the kiddush after the isa, and you're putting it inside a cupboard inside where you can't hear it, another room, this is considered a tzorech mekoyim. Because as it is now, the mokum, your bedroom, is not so accessible, not so geshmak, even if she pushes it through and sleeps there. It's not so geshmak. It's not the way you enjoy that room. So the Fat's got three chuvas to explain that this also considers a certain kind of way. So you can move things in a certain kind of way. You have earphones on beds.
And once you
can
pick it up,
you can move it to whatever. Once you pick it up, you can put it in the right place where it belongs. You find earphones on your bed. Right, and you want to pick it up and put it somewhere, you don't have to put it in the nearest place. You can go downstairs in the back room and put it in the top of the cupboard, wherever it belongs, as long as you like. Sorry? I have to throw this in. I'm going to ask you a very interesting question. What I just told you is, if you have a pen, you can use a pen, let's say, go for a coin, use it for your pointing other space if you need. All these things, unless it's not so again.
But why can't you push it with a pen like when it's playing Scrabble?
Sorry?
Scrabble you're not allowed to play because it's...
Very good. Okay,
let's play Scrabble. Yeah.
Okay, let's address it. Maybe you'll use it. There's certain cases of Wachrisha, that when you're involved in a certain activity, you're Wachrisha, but not normally. And we'll have to discuss this. I just need to throw this in very, very important halacha. Let me ask you. I want to ask you such a question. You've got a pen. And we said that you can use it in the ikadin to point or to do anything else with it, a place to hold it open or to keep some papers down. Okay, what would you say to this, Allah? I've got a pen on the floor of my dining room. I can see Shabbos afternoon getting long. My child's getting very, very edgy, in lockdown, out of lockdown, whatever it is, you're not sure where he is. And you know where this pen is going to end. Do you know what's going to happen to this pen? How do you guess? He's going to open the pen, it's going to be a matter of minutes, yeah. Right? When he sees this pen, all the crayons, especially got felt tips, he's going to mamish enjoy himself, right? Up and down the brown music. Can I now say, I want to pick up the pen, the crayons, and put it in a place where I want it, right? I've got loads of crayons, let's say all the crayons fell on the floor, and I know if I'm going to leave it like this, the kids are going to muck around with it. Can I pick them up and put them in where they belong? Based on what we said before, so many Italian we were saying, you can pick it up, you can take it away from your place, you can take it away from your, at least it's on the table bothering you, or if it's bothering you, or if you want to use it. So surely you would have thought, this should surely be okay. Do you know what? I'm just going to pause on my walls. That's the chap. Mechama letzel, there's a concept called mechama letzel. If you're only doing it to save damage, but you don't actually want the pen. You don't actually want the place of the pen, if that you can arrange you want the place of the pen, fine. And the pen is fine in the corner, you don't care about the place. You don't care about the pen. If you're moving it just to save something from getting stolen, that's not called we don't say that. That's called Nechama Latel. That's just to save from munching. That's not considered. If you let it outside, I remember my son left his hammer outside the front garden, it gets a bit rusty, it's raining throughout Shabbos, not so good schmuck. The halach is, you can't bring in the hammer. You can start fucking and saying, maybe I'll need the hammer for this and this. But a maisa, you can't bring in the hammer because it's limited to using the hammer.
Take it away, put it
there. Okay, so there's aces, but we start off with this, that it's limited to, so gufay and the koimit, but not if you're saving it from getting damaged. Shkara, a maisa, tomorrow we're going to have to know.